Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, what is freedom? What do you consider freedom to be? How do you celebrate July the 4th, Independence Day? By the way, we're celebrating Independence Day at First Conservative Baptist Church, starting at 10 o'clock on Friday on Sunday morning. Sorry to say Friday, on Sunday morning.
Amen.
We're having a gigantic, wonderful day of celebration of the birth of our nation. We're going to have the Pickering Family Singers in that will be singing in a concert for a few minutes in the morning service. We will have an opportunity to have a wonderful pulpit message. And then we're going to have barbecue back in the fellowship center, the lunchroom, a whole morning. We start at 10 o'clock, and we should be out of here 12:30, 1 o'clock after lunch. So we invite you to come and join us as we celebrate freedom, celebrating Independence Day, July the 4th, celebration in our church. Patrick Henry, the Give Me Liberty, Give Me Death speech will be reenacted by Harry McKay. Harry McKay does a wonderful job. He dresses as Patrick Henry. He speaks about an 18-minute speech, and the end result is give me liberty, give me death. If you've never heard that full speech, I encourage you to be with us Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for God and Country Day at First Conservative Baptist Church. We're at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. We'd love to have you. We've met a number of you in weeks and days gone by as you come to visit with us. We'd love to have you visit with us this Sunday. Enjoy the Independence Day celebration together as we say thank you, Lord, for giving us liberty and freedom in America. Independence Day, 245-year birthday of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, just before the news break, I'd read a statement by John Adams. And let me just read that one more time as we think about what is freedom today. By the way, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We'd love to have you dial in, join the dialogue and the discussion. Love to hear what you're doing on Independence Day. What does freedom mean to you? What are you seeing taking place in our nation today? And should we be concerned? And what is real freedom? Not just the freedom that we have in our Declaration of Independence. But where did that come from? What is the source of it? What does it mean? How does it redound to us today? And how should we view it? John Adams said, speaking about the celebration of Independence Day, he says it ought, speaking of Independence Day, it ought to be commemorated as a day of deliverance by solemn act of devotion to God. It ought to be solemnized with pomp, with parade, with shows and games and sports and guns and bells, bonfires and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from the time forward forever. More.
Amen. Amen.
He was saying it's a day that ought to be celebrated, Pastor.
Amen.
And I believe he's exactly right. I enjoy, ladies and gentlemen, the celebration of Independence Day. I enjoy the pledge to the flag. I enjoy singing the national anthem. I enjoy seeing those that when we have the opportunity to have either military or law enforcement present the colors and recognizing what our flag stands for. I have a praise in my heart to God when I have the opportunity to do the pledge to the flag. And, Pastor, to see those that will turn their backs on the flag, that will turn their backs when the national anthem is being sung, and they yet represent America in some Olympic sports activity or on the football field or the basketball court and want to turn their backs on the flag, turn their backs on the pledge, and refuse to recognize the pledge, recognize the flag. I have great sense of urgency in my heart to say, if you don't love America, leave. If you think there's another nation that offers more freedom than America offers, go to. In fact, I said the other day, if you find a nation you want to go to that you think's better than America, I'll pay you plane ticket.
Amen.
Just get out of Dodge, if you
will. Amen. Amen. But you know, it's so pathetic, Dr. Youngblood, because, you know, like you said, these people have no. I'm just going to say moral values.
That's right.
Basically, because again, they're not giving the ones respect.
That's right.
Who have actually fought and given their lives. And then we got our guys in blue every day,
yes.
The police force.
Yes.
Don't defund the police, refund the
That's
police.
That's a good statement.
We could never pay these guys for all the great work and sacrifices that they make every day, right here in our own countries, cities, and states.
When they put that badge on, when they put that belt on, when they put that uniform on,
amen.
They become a walking target
amen.
For our freedom.
Amen. They don't know if they're going to come back home at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
But we need to be thankful for these things and respect the great things that we have in place as freedoms that we can enjoy.
Yes.
Because, again, we need to realize there might come a day that we don't have this anymore, that we're going to have police policing us for the government instead of policing us for our own good.
Yes.
So we need to respect that.
We're on the fast track for that.
Amen.
In fact, you and I have talked about it before on this broadcast, the BLM, Black Lives Matter, which is a absolute joke. It has no interest in tonation of skin. Black Lives Matter is a thuggery organization that is Marxism at its very core. In fact, the founders of BLM said that they are highly trained Marxists. And yet some people in the political arena get upset when you say blue lives matter. Well, from God's word, all lives matter. But when we talk about that, which is defunding the police and trying to destroy police, blue lives matter.
Amen.
Were it not for that little thin blue line between darkness and day, we'd be in trouble as a nation.
Amen.
And God provided government for that very purpose, to protect our liberties, protect our freedoms, and not to in some way eviscerate them or destroy them.
Amen.
But ladies and gentlemen, go ahead.
What you were saying in respect toward the celebration of Independence Day, Dr. Youngblood, it brings to my mind in the Bible where God told his people to remember everything he did for them in the year of Jubilee.
Yes.
Oh, that was such a glorious celebration.
Mm-hmm.
People were freed from their debts.
Yes.
The poor people had things to enjoy as well as the rich because
Absolutely.
They were commanded to share with one another.
Right.
This is where we should be right now on today.
Absolutely.
But so many people
Rejoicing
look out for I,
God
me,
God
and my.
That's right.
Instead of love, sharing with one another. And this is what this freedom is all about.
Yes.
It's about being together as one and enjoying the things that God has given us to enjoy.
Absolutely. We've got we call it the land of the free and the home of the brave, but we don't realize that we're truly free. But what, ladies and gentlemen, we don't fully fathom is that that freedom that we find that's inculcated in our Declaration of Independence came from God.
Amen. Amen.
God
Amen.
Gave us that freedom.
Amen.
And our founding documents codified it. Ladies and gentlemen, celebrating Independence Day for the Christian, for the child of God, for the Bible believer, goes much deeper than just the liberties and the freedoms that we celebrate in America today. We can celebrate the freedom found in our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the key to what I want us to understand in this broadcast today.
Amen.
We must recognize that our nation was founded upon the understanding that God created all men to be free. God created us all equal. In fact, our Declaration of Independence states that people are, quote, are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Amen. Amen.
And that's what we have today, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of our founding documents, our absolute Declaration of Independence, and then with our Bill of Rights in our Constitution.
Amen.
But what is liberty? That's what I want us to, what it redounds to in this conversation today. What is liberty? What is freedom? It's is it based upon what you have in a city, what you have in a state, what you find in a country or a nation where you might live? Or is there a deeper meaning, Pastor, to that word liberty, that word freedom?
Amen.
The quest for freedom, ladies and gentlemen, is a theme throughout the Bible. You can go from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, and you find there is a theme in the scripture about the freedom, hear me, the freedom to choose, the freedom to say yes to God through Jesus Christ, the freedom to rebel, the freedom to reject, the freedom to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have multitudes of people living in spiritual slavery without recognizing it.
Amen.
They're not free, even though in America. They're not free, although they have a job. They're not free, although they have a family. They're not free, although they may own a home. They're not free, although they may have fine clothing to wear. There are multitudes today, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you're one, listen carefully, that you have all the accoutrements that life offers. You have all of the benefits that you can find in life. You have all of those things, but you're still not free. You're still not free. There are multitudes today, Pastor, that's sold out to sin and slavery and selfishness and Satan and do not recognize it. God's answer to mankind's loss of freedom has always been one thing, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
But Pastor, you know the great thing about God, and this is what I love about him, even though, Dr. Youngblood, we are called servants, we are still free.
Still free, that's right.
Amen.
In fact, the Apostle Paul says, I'm a doulos of Christ. I'm a slave of Christ.
Amen.
He didn't view it as a slavery thing. He viewed it as freedom and being sold out and surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Here's a few verses from 1 Corinthians 7,
yes,
starting at 22, just three verses. At 22 it says, for he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man.
That's right. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Listen at that. Likewise also, he that is called, being free, is Christ's servant.
That's right.
So you are God's servant, and then you are also a servant of Christ.
That's right.
Because you belong to Christ. Amen. Then he says in verse 23, ye are bought with a price.
Amen.
Hmm?
That's right.
He sacrificed his life on the cross and paid the price for our sin debt,
yes,
so that we could be free servants.
Free servant.
We could freely serve him. And then verse 24 says, brethren, let every man wherein he is called, therein abide with God.
Amen.
So why do we want to take prayer out of schools?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we want to say in the Congress like that, I don't know what to call him right now, your rocket scientist, that senator that said, we don't need God in here.
That's right.
That was something mighty bold for him, mm-hmm, to be able to say.
That's right.
To stand up and, mm-hmm, say, we don't need God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do.
That's right.
We need God in this country. We need God in our homes. We need God in our churches. We need God in our schools. We used to sing a song in the church a long time ago. Take the Lord along with you everywhere you go.
Amen.
We need him each and every day. So I don't know why.
That's the only freedom we have.
Amen.
We
could come to the conclusion. How could anybody come to the conclusion that they don't need God?
Yes.
It's a sad situation when we come to that realization.
And throughout the scripture, just as you've said, throughout the scripture, freedom points to God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Read for us, if you have it there, Pastor, Luke 4, verses 17 through 21.
Amen.
Luke 4, 17 through 21. Jesus says, Luke 4, 17 through 21.
Amen.
Jesus talks about liberty and freedom, and it would come through him.
Amen. 17. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esaias, which is Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
And when he had opened the book, he found the place wherein it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day. Oh, I love that. is this scripture fulfilled in your ears?
Right.
Amen.
What Jesus is reading, he was reading out of Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 and following. And he says, what you've heard about setting those at liberty, setting those that were bound free at liberty. I'm the one that's doing it.
Amen. Amen.
You're looking at the one that's going to set us free, set you free. You're looking at the liberty maker, the freedom maker is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And then in John 8:31 and 32 text that I use every day on this broadcast, if you continue, the word continue means to abide, to minnow, to stay, to dwell in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. That is, you're truly my disciple, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And
Amen.
Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth.
Amen.
So it's knowing Jesus Christ that is truth that provides the freedom for us today.
Amen.
And I say to everybody, anybody listening, everybody tuned in today, real freedom comes from Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Real freedom is knowing Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Real freedom is having a relationship to God through Jesus Christ. Pastor, if you have it there, read John 8, chapter 8, verse 34 through 36.
Amen. It says here, Jesus said, Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin.
Mm-hmm.
And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
That's right.
Amen.
Free indeed.
Amen.
The word indeed means truly, surely, absolutely.
Amen.
And he says there in that 36th verse, if the Son, that's speaking of Jesus, shall therefore make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Surely,
Amen.
Truly, you will have real freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Have you experienced that freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know him as Savior and as Lord today? Are you depending on society to provide you with freedom? Are you depending on government to provide you with freedom? Are you depending on what we have in a secular world as real freedom? Ladies and gentlemen, real freedom is knowing Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord.
Amen.
Over and over and over, Pastor, in the Scripture, the Bible clearly tells us that we are set free in Jesus Christ, but that freedom is to be used for God's glory.
Amen.
That freedom is to be, we're free. We're free to say yes to Christ, but then we're free to say no if we desire to do so. That, by the way, comes into the doctrine of the free will of man. There's some today that teach and preach that man is not free, that you do not have a free will, that man cannot make a decision to say yes to Jesus, that man cannot make a decision because God's already predestined, preordained everything that's going to take place, and man cannot do anything. He's not free. I shudder at the thought, and there are multitudes of renowned theologians that's teaching and preaching that the sovereignty of God overrides the free will of man. Well, I say to people when they say that, you've never studied Genesis, the third chapter. You've never realized that God created Adam and Eve. He created them after in his own image. He created them with a volitional as volitional beings. He said, don't partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They did, and as a result of that, they were disobeying God. As a result of that, sin came into the world.
Amen.
And
Amen.
That sin, ladies and gentlemen, permeates the hearts and the lives of every human being that's ever been born in the world today. But it was the freedom that God gave them, and they chose to use that freedom incorrectly. In fact, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, the Scripture says, now the Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit is, the Lord is, there is liberty. That
Amen.
Is freedom. So what the Scripture is saying in that 2 Corinthians 3 is that where the Spirit is, there's freedom.
Amen.
And the Scripture says that Jesus Christ is that Spirit that gives the freedom.
Amen.
And yet there are multitudes that's bound in sin and Satan and society today, not realizing that they are not free. What would you say to that person, Pastor, that has no recognition that though he seems to have everything, though he seems everything seems to be going his way? And I think about Jerry Nadler. You touched on it a moment ago in the halls of Congress, says that God has God's will has no place in the halls of Congress. I believe there'll come a day where that man will recognize that he does need God.
Amen.
And that God needs to be in his life. That God, and there are folks today that perhaps have not recognized that, do not realize that, do not realize that they're living a life of slavery to sin and Satan because they're not free in Jesus. What do you say to that person that may be listening today that needs to recognize that?
Well, I would say, Dr. Youngblood, the number one thing that they would probably need to do, and I think the best thing that they could ever do, is to consult the Word of God.
Yes.
And see what His Word has to say about your life.
Yes.
Because God is a free moral agent, He made us in His image, mm-hmm. so we have the same ability to make the same choices just as He does. So then what we have to realize as Christians, more especially, what we're supposed to do is make choices based on His Word. Because when we make choices based on what we think or how we feel, Dr. Youngblood, our feelings and our thinking is rooted in the world.
That's right.
The worldly way, the world, the flesh, and the devil.
Yes.
Are three of the greatest enemies that we have to face beside the devil himself. Mm-hmm. He's the one that's right. Behind the whole thing.
Right.
But three of the greatest things that cause us to make the wrong decisions is when we're looking and we're focusing our attention on the world, the desires of the flesh, and whatever the devil commands us to do when we start listening to those wrong voices.
That's right. Absolutely.
One thing I learned about God, Dr. Youngblood, He'll never lead you down a dead-end road.
You got it.
Amen.
Yeah,
praise
absolutely
God.
Absolutely right. In fact, amen. I'm looking at Galatians 5:1, Pastor. It says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty," that's freedom, "wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage."
Amen.
That is Paul saying, don't go back under the letter of the law. Don't go back under legalism. Don't fall back under the slavery and the enslavement that you've been in the past. He says, stand fast. That means, if you put it in the Youngblood vernacular, dig in the heels. Don't bend and don't bow and don't stumble.
Amen.
That freedom that we have. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, the freedom, the deliverance, wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled, that is, don't go back into the world. And that's a challenge, I believe, for every Christian today, is we've been set free in Christ. Don't go back and get entangled with the world. Don't go back and get entangled with the rules, regulations, the guidelines of legalism. There are a lot of folks today that are tied up in all kinds of legalism. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. It's simply not a matter of don't do, don't do, don't do. It's a matter of saying, Lord Jesus, I've surrendered my life to you. I have freedom in you, and that freedom does not give me liberty to do as I please.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Liberty in Christ does not give us the liberty to sin. And there are some that somehow, some way, have the mistaken idea that because they're saved, that's a ticket to heaven, and they can live their lives without Christ being in it.
Amen.
In fact, if you have the text there, read it, Ephesians 3:12, and see what Paul says in that text.
Ephesians 3:12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. For this cause, I'm going to go to verse 14. I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
It is the key understanding there, that what we need to do is recognize the Lord Jesus Christ, allow him to have rule in our lives. Romans 6:22 is a text that I believe would be a fitting text at this juncture. Romans 6:22, if I can turn to it real quick.
Amen.
But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We're set free, the scripture says, from sin, and now we've become servants. It's an unusual analogy there that's given in that one verse. We're set free, but then in the same verse says we're slaves.
Amen. Amen.
We're set
Amen.
Free from the sin, but we're slaves to Christ.
Amen.
And I believe there's a need for our listeners to understand that today. Even though we're free from the penalty of sin, we need to understand that we then become slaves, servants to to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that's a good position to be in.
Amen. And then when you look at what Peter told us in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, he said that God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Dr. Youngblood, I don't see anything harmful in that.
That's right.
You know, if we examine this word, there are so many things in here that point us in the right direction to let us know that God is doing this for our good.
Absolutely.
When we look at Colossians chapter 2, and I'm just going to go through that right quickly. We're going to be out of time in just a minute. But verse number 8 says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, mm-hmm. after the tradition of men, mm-hmm. after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ.
That's
Amen?
Right. That's right.
So they're leading us in the wrong direction when they're telling us anything other than abiding in the word of God.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And one of the things that I think that is a kind of a footnote to what we've said today for our listeners, as we celebrate Independence Day, we need to celebrate it twofold, in my opinion. Celebrate it in what we have in our Declaration of Independence, the freedom that we have as a nation, but more for the Christian today, we need to celebrate the freedom that we have in Christ. As we celebrate this Independence Day, ladies and gentlemen, would you look back at Calvary? Look back at 2,000 years ago, what Christ has done on the cross in making freedom available for everyone, that whosoever will may come. Ladies and gentlemen, we may be free as Americans, but without Jesus Christ, we are still slaves to sin, to self, to Satan, and society. The best way, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, for us to celebrate Independence Day is to be free in the Lord Jesus Christ. Many today in America may be still bound in sin and be a slave to Satan, but yes, to Jesus Christ will set you free. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that as we celebrate this Independence Day, do so being fully free in the Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor, we have about 15 seconds. Wrap us up.
Amen. We just want to let you know that we want you to be encouraged by the thing that you've heard on today. And before you eat your barbecue,
yeah,
give God some praise.
Amen.
Amen. Don't get your stomach full first, and then you can't praise him. Amen. We just want you to be encouraged on today. Continue, amen, to obey God and keep his commandments, because in so doing, amen, is where we'll find our greatest blessings.
Amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.